A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all of this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the gospel of grace.
This morning, I want to speak with you on the subject, when you can't fix your family. When you can't fix your family. Everybody's eyeballs are on me, and nobody is daring to look at their neighbor right now. And I think we all know why. I got a call this week from one of my cousins, and he asked me what I was going to be preaching on this Sunday. I told him tithing. Just kidding. I told him the truth. And then he said, "Are you going to name names?" I think he was getting ready to pop the popcorn. Jesus could do no miracle in his own family and in his own hometown. That is what the Bible says, and for me, it has been one of the most important sources of spiritual revelation and wisdom that I have ever received. And I hope to share with you today something of what I have learned, that it might perhaps be as helpful to you as it has been to me. Jesus has gone back home. He has been out on the highways and the byways, and he's done great things in the little villages all around the Sea of Galilee. He's healed the sick, and he even raised the dead. And now he's come back to his hometown, where we might expect that he would receive a hero's welcome. There is a little of that, but more than anything in the story, there is suspicion and resentment, and not just a little bit of "who does he think he is" kind of talk. And the summary word we receive from the writer Mark is that Jesus could do no miracle there amongst his own kindred and his own kind. I know that there are people here this morning who would love to have a miracle in their own homes and with their own families. So many people I know struggle with their families. There's dysfunction, there's divorce, there's substance abuse disorder and mental illness. Then the extreme media personalities and outlets came along, and all of the anxiety and estrangement only got much, much worse. And we are all now lonelier and more isolated and more anxious and more angry than ever. And that means that a lot of our families are more estranged than ever also. I know that a lot of people are really struggling with family right now. And I have to be honest with you, I can't say that there's much I know to be done to fix it all. Not before November, anyhow. When we have both an election and then Thanksgiving. And I think of the old New Yorker cartoon of the cabbie who is pulled over picking up a mom and dad and child at the holidays. "We're going to see my family," the father says. "There's an extra 20 in it if we never get there." Jesus went home to see his family, but he could do no miracle when he got there. But here is the profound spiritual revelation that I had about this scripture, which I want to share with you, and I hope will be helpful to you in the same way it has been helpful to me. I went home. I went back to pastor my home church for 7 years, from 2010 to 2017. And I can't tell you how many times I heard people say, "Don't you know prophets are not welcome in their own hometown?" Yes, I would say, and I remember how they tried to throw Jesus off that cliff back in Nazareth, too. That's why I'm glad I pastor in Lubbock, where there aren't any cliffs or water. I was there for 7 years, and I can honestly say I did not do any miracles in my own hometown, or miracles with my own family. Certainly, I didn't change any of the local electoral politics in Lubbock, nor nor could I cure my father of his alcoholism. But then one day this scripture came to me in a new and revelatory way. He could do no power there. He could do no miracle amongst his own kindred. I had always read that scripture as a word of judgment against Jesus' home and hometown. Maybe it was. What I want to share with you this morning is that one day for me, the first time ever, I opened my eyes and I read this scripture, and suddenly it came to me not as a word of judgment against them, but a word of gospel for me. I could do no miracle in my own hometown, but neither could he. I couldn't fix my own family, and he couldn't fix his either. And the gospel came to me to receive this text as a grace. And so not to allow anger or bitterness or fear or frustration or embarrassment to get the best of me. But instead to learn, to learn a lesson that God is God and I am not. And that my job is to plant and to water and to love and not to condemn or try to control. There is a whole lot going on right now in our lives and in the life of this country that is beyond our control. We love and we speak the truth in love, but sometimes, frankly, we have to let go. Sometimes we have to kick the dust off of our boots and move on, because you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And you can ask someone to change, but you can't make them change for you. They have to make that decision for themselves. And that can frankly feel like a pretty, well, powerless place. And you know what? It is. It is a powerless place. And that is why this word must come to us as gospel this morning. Jesus knew what this sense of powerlessness is all about. And Paul says in his epistle, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect for you in your weakness." South Africa's chief rabbi was once asked what it means to be powerful, and his answer was that a powerful person is a person who can resist temptation. Jesus could have acted very, very violently to compel others to listen and believe in him. He could have done mighty, mighty deeds of power. But he did not. He did no deed of power. And as one of my great teachers, Alan Story, says, paradoxically, it was in Jesus' refusal to do a mighty deed of power that we see his true power. For in the strength of his own soul, we see that he rejects the temptation to use his power to overpower the souls and the bodies of others. And this is the essential teaching for understanding the meaning of Jesus' non-violent ministry. It is essential for understanding the power of love. For St. Paul says elsewhere, love cannot insist on its own way. Love is not coercive. Love respects freedom. And sometimes that means that love has to learn how to let go. We are living in such critical times, critical for families and critical for our country. Let us learn in just such a time as this how to speak our truth in love and not in condemnation or coercion. It is the very opposite of this whole teaching on Christian nationalism. It is the teaching of freedom. The freedom to love and to be loved and to let others go. To hear this word as gospel. In both Alcoholics Anonymous and also the Al-Anon traditions, they pray the Serenity Prayer. And it goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And as my brother Bob, about 40 years clean and sober now, says, we just keep telling the story. We just keep on talking about what we've found in Christ, in recovery. We just keep on loving. And when they get ready to get the help that they need, they know where to come and find us. We can't force it. There are things that we can control. And there are things that we cannot control. There are people we cannot control. And sometimes you just can't fix your family. Sometimes you can't do the miracle. Well, neither could Jesus. Let us receive this word as gospel for us this morning. And may the grace of God be sufficient for us in our weakness. And the power of God made manifest when we are most powerless. And may the light of God shine through us, not only when we are understood and accepted, but even more so when we are misunderstood and rejected. This is what true love is. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and together all of God's people say, Amen.